Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I know that we're all tired of hearing the word sequester and what it may mean. I looked up the word and it means to set apart or separate from other things, or detained and set apart, or property taken from a debtor to pay the creditors. But to our government and this administration, it means drastic cuts to our budget. The failure of President Obama to reach an agreement with Congress on budget cuts is a total lack of leadership. The scare tactics have been so morbid that I hate to listen to or read the news. This administration talks about a cut in spending of some $85 billion. Now let's go back 2 or 3 years ago when President Obama appointed the Simpson-Bowles Commission to come up with cost-saving measures. Well, they did, and according to Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, both the commission and our own government accounting office has established that by eliminating duplicate programs, over 1,300 of them, we would save over $364 billion every year. Senator Coburn says it's irresponsible to pay two or more people to do the same job, while potential of laying off essential workers such as air traffic controllers, inspectors for food and drug, and border patrol officers. Well, what has our president done? Nothing but be a politician. He needs to be a leader, not a fearmonger. As I've said before, our military preparedness will be hurt the most, but not because of sequester, but because of cuts made by this administration. Let's take the state of Wyoming. It has a Republican government, both U.S. senators, its one House member, and its governor. It keeps running a surplus budget and has cash in the bank. Compare that to our state here in California with a Democratic governor and a legislature, and we are billions in debt. Of course, we know how bad it is in Washington, D.C. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that we could save more than enough money in our budget by merely eliminating duplication of programs and jobs? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.